You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Frankie McNair is an Australian comedian. She has brought her slapstick cabaret feel comedy to Auckland with An Intimate Evening with Tabitha Booth, a washed-up Hollywood star who was once kneecapped for attempting to harmonise with Marilyn Monroe when she sang Happy Birthday. Their final shows at Q Theatre are happening on Friday and Saturday night. I had a chat with Frankie about her show and just what she's up to at the moment.
When did you first get into comedy, Frankie, and how did it happen?
I started doing sketch comedy with my friend in, I grew up in Canberra, which is the capital of Australia, but is just so small. It is a big country town. Yeah, a friend of mine was just doing a variety night and we just thought we'd do a sketch and then we loved it. And then that's kind of how I found out that Canberra had a comedy scene in 2017. And then, yeah, I loved writing sketch. So then I moved to Melbourne to study screenwriting. And then COVID happened. So I stopped studying screenwriting because I could not study over a laptop. It just did not work for my brain. But yeah, I just kind of made a lot of friends in the comedy community and it just kind of snowballed. And then I did my first solo show in 2022 at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And yeah, I won Best Newcomer there, which was unreal. And then, yeah, it's just kind of evolved from sketch to doing stand-up to incorporating stand-up and sketch. And now I'm just doing this weird, bizarre comedy character show. Yeah.
Awesome. How did your character, Tabitha Booth, originate?
Oh, dude, I've been trying to pinpoint it down because I don't know where she's come from. So there's a couple of different things. She flows through me. There's a couple of different things. In my solo show that I won that award for, I did it at the New Zealand Comedy Festival as well. And part of it is that I just basically taped a fork to an antenna and I sung a song called Long Fork Lady. And it's bizarre and it's so silly. And I loved it so much. It just felt very joyful for me.
Yeah.
And then I won that award and then I was going to gigs and stuff and people were just asking me oh, did you bring the fork? And I was oh. No, I want to do this second show, but what if people are just expecting the fork? And then I just kind of created this woman of old Hollywood who is just trying to get away from one character she used to play and she just can't get away from it and she can't kind of restart her career. And so she's just self-funded this comeback show that just goes horribly wrong. And then I was thinking about people like Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli and stuff and just these women who hit this level of ultimate fame and then what do they do when they're not in the spotlight anymore? How do they cope with that? Yeah, and then I just started doing a very silly voice as well that made my friend laugh. So I was what if we combine all of these elements and pack too much luggage and travel around?
What was I going to say? Have you always made up and embodied little characters and made skits and stuff?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely a make my busy single mum sit down in the lounge room and watch me do a little play. That was definitely the vibe. Ever since I was a kid, I think that I remember going into childcare and there was a girl, I can't remember her name, but there was a girl, I think I would have been three, and she was crying and I realized I could make her laugh and she'd stop crying. And then and I was just doing silly dances and I was doing silly voices and stuff. And yeah, I always loved it. It felt like I wasn't very good at school or anything. I'm dyslexic, I got ADHD and stuff. So school wasn't really my vibe, but so I never really felt special in any way. But I don't know, if I could make people laugh, that was kind of the only time that I was oh, I've got something to offer.
Are you inspired by certain comedians or a certain type of comedy, or are you just kind of, rolling with it?
I feel like it's forever evolving. I never realized that. I think speaking to a lot of comedians, a lot of them have been diehard comedy fans for a really long time. Mm. And I never thought I was, but then I look back and I remember going to, my friends' places, and if they had Foxtel, I would always put it onto the Comedy Channel. And if there was ever a stand-up special on, you know, most of the jokes would just fly completely over my head, but there was something about it where, like, they were doing act outs and they were doing sketches and stuff that I loved. And I remember, like, Robin Williams, I used to watch his special and I was like such a little kid, so it was so inappropriate, but like I loved watching his special because he was just so far and like it was so fun and it was so joyful. And then I guess like as I've gotten older, the reason I kind of started doing comedy was because there's a group in Australia called Auntie Donna. And it's like six boys, but three on stage. And they did a show in Canberra and it's like, it was all sketch. And I remember watching that with my friend and I was like, you can get paid to do this?
Yeah.
You can do a show like this? That's amazing. And so they really inspired me. And then there's people like Sam Campbell and like Ann Edmonds and like Laura Davis and stuff. Like, they're just so good. Yeah, I love watching them. I think there's such incredible talent. And I think that just like from when I was growing up to what was on, which was just, you know, like straight, like cis white men, which like, no shade, love you. But like, I do love that now. Like now there are just so many other voices as well. It's awesome. And I feel like it's, I don't know, I might be a bit naive, but I feel like it's really kind of, yeah, from when I was a little kid to now, I feel like there's been such a massive change. It's awesome.
Totally. I feel like comedy, what you were saying about, you know, the straight cis white men, I feel like it's sort of been dominated for so long, you know, and you know, it sort of feels a bit outdated, and you're just kind of yearning for something a bit more, you know, reflective of the change in times.
Yeah, 100%. And like, I think that now, like, I'm lucky that, you know, like I think I do live in a bit of a bubble. Like, I'm in Melbourne, and like, if I go to a comedy show, and you know, it's not like at least kind of, you know, like half not men, like everyone kind of raises an eyebrow, like it doesn't go unnoticed. It's really strange to see. So I think that people are kind of putting in the effort and kind of feeling the pressure like they have to, which I think is really good because like, yeah, you should, I think that you should have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
It always evolves. And then I think that within the character, I've kind of found a little bit more nuance of like New Zealand. From what I found, the audiences don't like aggressive. they don't. So, but in Adelaide, they loved her being so mean and so like angry. But then, so just finding in each city, like, all right, what works? So I've really softened her while I've been here, which I actually like a lot more. I think it's kind of given her a lot more depth. Yeah, I feel like it's a different show in every city.
Yeah. Amazing.
Do you want to meet Tabitha?
I do want to meet Tabitha.
Yeah. All right, I'll get Tabitha for you. Thank you. Okay. Hello? Who is this?
Oh my god, hi Tabitha. It's Ben.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the program. It's truly an honor to be here. I love radio, you know, the airwaves, you know, it's not going anywhere anytime soon, in my opinion.
No.
It's not. You sound very terrified. Are you having a nice morning?
I am. It's quite chilly this morning, but
you must wear your thickest fur, I think, in weather like this. I'm being called away. It was lovely to speak to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Sorry, that's her.
Oh, love her.
She's not well. She's unhinged. Are you okay?
Yeah. She's reminding me of in Mrs. Doubtfire. So where and when can people see An Intimate Evening with Tabitha Booth?
It's at the Q Theatre in the Loft, which is such a beautiful space. Everyone who works here has been an angel. And the last show is on Saturday the 6th. It's been such a fun time.
That was Australian comedian Frankie McNair speaking to me about her show, currently on at Q Theatre, An Intimate Evening with Tabitha Booth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.